command, and I will call on you. We'll start with Steve Gilbert.
Hello, Tori. Hope you had a good off day.
Hi, Steve. I did. Thank you. Same to you.
Do you have a starter for us for tomorrow?
Not yet. Let's get through tonight, and then I'll let you guys know post game exactly what's going on. Apologize for that. I know you guys want to get a jump on that, but we have somebody in mind, and I'll let you guys know as soon as I can.
Evan Thompson.
Hey, Tori, how are you looking on the injury front?
Yeah, not bad. Actually, very good. You know, we're closing the gap on a couple guys. And, you know, the list is getting smaller and smaller with the overall amount of injury. Cole Calhoun took seven live ABs today. Did not run out of the box. He's still continuing his running progression. Aside from his at-bats, and those are including curves now, so we're getting a little bend and a little arc on his sprints. And Merrill threw, I think, 51 pitches. All right. Through three innings, 51 pitches. He was the one throwing to Cole. His next target date will be Wednesday in the AZL. To start a game there, but let's just see how he feels through the next couple of days. I heard it went very well. Matt Hurgis was out there, said it went very, very well. I haven't connected with Merrill yet, but trust that it went very good through what I've heard. But I'll let you know when those next steps are kind of written in stone. But for right now, the target is Wednesday AZL.
So was Merrill today that Merrill threw to Calhoun?
Correct. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Nick.
That was exactly what I was going to ask.
Okay.
Do you have another question, Nick?
Yeah, I'm guessing you're not going to have anything on this, but I think Caleb Smith had his hearing thing for yesterday. Is that one of those where we'll just find out when we find out how it went?
His hearing was postponed. I think there are some tragic events, some things that are happening in New York City. Due to the flooding. So it was postponed until the 7th.
Anything else for Tori? Jack Summers?
Hi, Tori. You got Stewart in the lineup again today, back in the lineup today. What are you looking for from him this time around? What are your expectations with him?
Yeah, I mean, I have high expectations for everybody that's coming up from Reno, and I have high expectations of every player that we have here right now. So it's about him being the best version of himself, controlling the zone, controlling his at-bats, and then not missing the pitch that he's looking for. So he's very talented, and this is a very new part of the process for him, but getting here and being the best version of himself is exactly what I'm looking for. And when he does that, he's going to be productive on both sides of the ball.
Anything else? No, thank you, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
I'm sorry.